how do you select me?
I was gonna pick out Mr. Charles.
I know Charles.
He's not from around here. No. He hadn't lived in Charleston that much, so. So he sent me to you.
But I'm just looking at it. I know some of my classmates who wouldn't know any of those terms you asking me. You would have a whole lot of no answers since you were talking. Mm-hmm. But they brought in the city just like they carried some kids. And this is more than that. Last one, I think, was represented. But on the bus and carried them across the Cooper River Bridge. They're in grade school. They'd never been over to another thing. So anyway, their knowledge of them, and so they've never seen farms. They've read in Charleston, don't know what it's all about, except what they're reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and ask me, but I'm just saying, I know somebody else you called me and did a good job. Because they had no experience. Some of my class when I saw them, I didn't know it now. Uh-huh. Didn't know about it, but they didn't want to live it at all.
Yeah, don't know where that food comes from.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Go to the store and get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what about things that you make out of corn, like
corn liquor?
I was thinking of when you grind it up.
Well, that's what I make.
I don't know if you had to grind it
grits,
up to make that or not.
Harmony grits, okay. Coarse grits, and
what's
flour.
What's harmony grits and coarse grits? They're the same?
You grind it more and make it more refined, the best I can think of. And then the coarse, you got it out of the yellow stuff or the whatever. Not the husk, it's not in it, but it's the more you refine it, you get a better grade. Mm-hmm. Or you grind it again, I think, through the grinder. But if you do the first thing, the rough thing, it has those things. And in that case, you feed that to the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're bad off, you'll eat it too.
Yeah. And that's the same thing that you cook when you cook it for breakfast, it's
right.
The same name?
Yeah.
Call it then?
Yeah. But it depends on your level of grinding, as far as I can recall.
So you still call them grits after
it's
cooked.
Called a grit.
Yeah. How about they make a cornmeal? Things they make out of cornmeal.
Same thing. I forgot what makes it the flour rather than.
That's
grits.
The wheat, I think.
Oh, okay.
But they used to make something out of the mush, like a.
Real mushy too.
Yeah.
The one in right now, I've eaten some of them.
Is that what they call it, a mush?
I guess so. It was mush too. So something like cream of wheat.
Yeah, some kind of pudding.
Yeah.
Some of them called it.
Yeah.
How about cornbread? What style do people make their cornbread around here usually?
Depends on the cook, what they put in it. But basically, really, the cornmeal or whatever. And I don't cook, don't like to, don't care to. And I hope my wife will live to be 100 years and she's still living to cook. But
what shape is it in?
All this rest with the cook. That by the grade and the time. My cornbread. My wife called it tastes different from my mother-in-law's. Tastes different from my mother. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much cream, how much does they put in it?
Yeah. But they usually make it in a round pan or in
Usually this rectangular pan. Usually.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you call that a cake of cornbread or just some cornbread or?
I don't know if it tastes a bit good as cornbread. But yeah, they can even make a cornbread cake, those who are industrial at it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a cake, but it's not a cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's cornbread. They make it around the circular one.
Mm-hmm.
I said that cornbread recipe.